You're listening to Morning Report, and news that a film will be made about the 2019 Christchurch mosque attacks has drawn a huge backlash here in New Zealand, with more than 55,000 people signing a petition to shut the production down. The movie, They Are Us, will focus on the Prime Minister's response in the week following the attacks and is set to star Australian actress Rose Byrne as Jacinta Ardern. New Zealand's Muslim community has come out against the film, saying the focus on the Prime Minister rather than the victims is wrong, and it's just Hollywood profiting off the community's pain. Ms Ardern said in a statement that plenty of stories from March the 15th could be told, and she does not consider hers to be one of them. With us now is executive editor of the entertainment industry magazine Variety, Stephen Gaydos. Stephen, thank you for talking to us this morning. What is it that is being heard in Hollywood as this story has broken and now over the last 3 days, really getting a lot of pushback?
What is being heard, I think, probably, and I can only speculate because I haven't interviewed anyone from the production, but based upon what you just reported, a petition with 55,000 signatures and all of the media and press, I think they're hearing that their movie, which, by the way, is not in production yet, I think they're facing a tremendous problem.
What sort of ways might producers nowadays deal with something like this? Because I guess things have changed. Things don't always just go ahead necessarily as they were.
I agree. Things have changed dramatically. I'm guessing 5 years ago, a movie with the kind of really first-rate talent this movie has, and also the sentiment, you know, this is a movie about peace. It's about tolerance. It's about saying no to hate. The intentions here are clearly incredibly positive and good. However, the process of getting to where they are and the substance of the way the story is being told, that the full attention, at least as it's been reported at this point, is so focused on not on the victims, but the Prime Minister, I think they have probably not just a big perception problem, but they do have a screenplay problem and a production problem.
Could it also be that this would be in jeopardy if one of the big names, Rose Byrne, for example, were to walk away?
Well, absolutely. Well, as I say, I'm only speculating, but I think that they have a real problem. And I think that, you know, it's very easy when a film hasn't gone into production, you're not unwinding all of the giant cost involved in a movie. I don't know the exact budget of this film, but let's say it's a $20 or $30 million movie. When you haven't started rolling a film yet, you can say, okay, let's not do this, or let's do this dramatically differently. Let's go back and rethink the way we're proceeding with this. But it's embarrassing, and it's also slightly distressing. And I think that the community and the power of the community to speak out with one voice and say, this isn't the way we really want to see this story told, that is very much something of the moment that I don't think we ever go back to the way things were.
Hey, thanks for talking to us today. Stephen Gaydos there from Variety.